Good morning.
All right. Let me say that again.
Good morning.
How are you?
All right. Yeah. Okay. It's so good to be here this morning. Welcome this morning to our service. I pray, I hope, and trust that you came with a willing heart and a willing mind to learn from the Lord, because He has something to teach us this morning. But before we do that, let us go and I'm going to be reading this morning from the book of James, chapter 4, and I'm going to read verses 7 through 10. I'm sorry, 7 through 11. James chapter 4, 7 through 11. Listen for God's word. Submit yourselves, then, to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. And humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. And verse 11 says, brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. And anyone who speaks against a brother, a sister, or judges him speaks against the law and judges it. And when you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but you are sitting in judgment on it. These are the words of God for the people of God. Amen. Let us pray. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Lord, you are our provider. You look out for us. Even, Lord, when we go down the wrong way, you're right there telling us to get back, come back, and get on the right path. We thank you for that, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you would bless each one that is gathered here today, and those who wanted to be here and couldn't. We thank you, Lord, for the things that you're going to give us this morning. And we most of all thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. I pray that our worship would be genuine and not fake. That our reason for coming here, Lord, is to worship only you. Thank you. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. At this time, would you please stand? And then would you please pass the peace to each other?
Church.
Good morning.
Let us pray. Lord Jesus, we pray that you will bless and protect our homes, our families, and our friends. Help us to build bridges of tolerance and understanding between the different generations. May our homes be havens of peace and rest, a place to call our own and a community in which we can feel safe and secure. In Jesus' name we pray.
Agreed that we're going to set up from like 8 to 9 and be
hymn of praise.
Let us prepare for our offering.
Concerning you,
and they will lift you up in their hands so that you will not strike your foot against the stone. And it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. Again, the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. All this I will give you, he said, will bow down and worship. Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God, serve him. Then the devil left him, and the angels came and attended him. 1 Corinthians 10:13. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can do it. These are the words of God, the people. Thanks be to God.
this morning, we're going to hand you a treat, but you can't eat it. So we're going to hand you these, and we're going to, everybody's going to get one. Wait, come back, sit down. Okay, well. Okay, so don't eat it yet. Everybody's going to get one, and don't eat it yet, okay? You're going to be able to eat it, but don't eat it yet. No, you can't eat it yet. Here. What if? Well, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be great, because you really don't have listening ears on. Here you go. Okay. Everybody have one? All right. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to tell a story. Okay, so we're going to tell a story, and I want you to listen to the story, and then we will eat it at the end, okay? Maybe. Let's see what the story says. So it says, we're going to wait to the end to celebrate something together, okay? So now that we all have a treat, let's read the story. Then Jesus was led up by the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted by the devil. He fasted for 40 days and 40 nights. And afterwards, after he was finished, wow, that treat smells so good. Have you smelled yours? Let's smell it. Does it smell good? What does it smell like? Strawberries. And blueberries, you smell blueberries? Okay. All right, so everybody smelled it. Don't get distracted. We're not eating it yet. Don't let it tempt you. Okay? All right. Let's keep on with the story. The tempter came and he said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, command these stones to become loaves of bread." But he answered, "It is written, one does not live by bread alone, but every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord." Wow, it smells good. I bet you that treat even tastes better. How about we lick it? Let's lick it. Let's lick it. Can you lick it? It's okay. It's okay if you lick it. Just one little lick. One little lick. Okay, so you licked it. All right. And then it says that treat. Okay, so now that we have saved these, let's keep reading. Then the devil took Jesus to the holy city and placed him on the pinnacle of the temple, saying to him, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down, and for it is written, he will command that the angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot amongst the stones." Jesus said to him, "Again, it is written, you do not put the Lord, your God, to the test." Oh man, my stomach is starting to grumble. I bet you those taste so good. Let's smell it again. And let's give it one more lick. Okay, maybe just one little bite. Just one little bite. Let's taste one little bite. It's okay to taste one little bite. Alan's in. All right. It says, "I think we can wait a bit longer." Man, it's getting so hard, isn't it? It's not. You're strong. Again, the devil took him up to a very high mountain and showed him the kingdom of the world with all their splendor. And he said to him, All of these I will give to you, and if you will fall down and worship me." Jesus said to him, "Away with you, Satan, for it is written, worship for the Lord your God and serve only him." Then the devil left him, and suddenly angels came and awaited him. Hooray! Jesus did it. Not only did he not give into temptation, the devil showed him, and we did great by not eating our yummy strawberry treat. Jesus shows us all the time that we can't deal with that sin. So this was talking about temptation. So after seeing and doing this, what do you think temptation is? It's something that tastes good or looks good, and then maybe your mom and dad tell you don't do it and not to do it. So something that, let's see what it says. The desire to do something, generally something we cannot or should not. So sometimes our parents tell us no for certain things, or our grandparents tell us no for certain things, and there's probably a reason that we don't understand, but we should probably know. All right. So we'll eat these when we get back to our seats or when we go outside, but let's say a prayer before we do. Mighty God, Jesus did a great job not shining. We want to be that strong too. I'm sorry, guys. I should say sinning. Let me try this again. Mighty God, Jesus did a great job not sinning. We want to be that strong too. As we celebrate with your treat, give us the strength to be like Jesus. In your name we pray. Amen. All right, guys. Thank y'all. Have a great week.
Thank you. Thank you, Heather. Thank you, children. Thank you very much. And what a great story that the Bible has for us, that he teaches us everything that we need to know. Let us go to the Lord in prayer this morning. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. Oh, Lord, I pray that you would open up our ears and open up our hearts this morning so that we may hear and we might understand. And help us, Lord, not to be just hearers this morning, but to be doers, so that we may be able to grow closer to you, and Lord, that we may know, have a better relationship with you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Well, good morning again, saints. I can certainly tell you this morning for sure, that Jesus loves you very, very much. Amen. And I hope and pray that you love him back as well. So today we're going to start a six-week sermon series, and we're going to call this From the Ashes. From the Ashes. You see, our lives can be, it can sometimes feel like they're this appointing pile of ashes. We can be broken, shattered, and even destroyed. But the good news is that the life of Jesus, the death and resurrection, and we can really experience our new lives. And our lives, no matter how bad they were before, they are not irredeemable. So, you can say this another way. We are not broken beyond repair. So, in and through Christ, you can rise above the ashes and experience abundant life that the Lord has for us. But understand that this isn't just a series just for the broken and the shattered. This is for anyone who wants to grow in knowledge and understanding of our Lord. Each week, we're going to take a look at a different aspect of our Lord's ministry and while he was here on earth. And we're going to do that, and we're going to learn what we can from how he did things, because truly, we are the disciples, the learner, and he is the teacher. If you want to know anything about how to live Christian life, look at the teachings of Jesus, and he'll teach you everything that you need to know. So, we're going to begin this week with a little talk about temptation. In fact, our title is named Temptation. So, now, did you know that immediately preceding the start of our Lord's ministry, he experienced a 40-day period of temptation? Think about that for a minute. A 40-day period of temptation. And it's bad enough, you know, that, you know, we have trouble with chocolate or candy or things or TV programs that we're not supposed to look at. But, and these are temporary, but the Lord, he was tempted. And as a bonus or a plus to that, he was tempted by the enemy himself, Satan. So I can't imagine, you know, what I would have felt like, you know, if I would have been able to even endure that. But yet, this is the exact scenario that our Lord had to overcome. So we're going to begin, and we're going to look into this particular season of our Lord's life, and we're going to see what we can learn and be encouraged by fortitude of our Savior. So, first and foremost, dear ones, we've got to acknowledge the fact that temptation is going to come in our life. No one is going to be exempt from being tempted. Happens every day, you know. And it can come in a whole lot of different forms. It can come in any way that seem pretty innocent enough. You may be tempted not to report that little bit of income that you got on your tax return. You may be tempted to use that computer at work for personal things when you know you shouldn't. These little temptations. Now, these are small temptations in your eyes, in my eyes. But believe me, those small temptations can lead into bigger and bigger and bigger problems. In fact, in the Song of Solomon, verse 2:15, it says, "It's the little fox that spoils." So all these things can lead to things that can just devastate us. It can cause ruined relationships. Careers go out the window. Ministries and churches are closed down. And the list goes on and on. So it's no good for us to pretend like we're immune to temptation or to even think that we can handle things on our own. So listen to what 1 John says about walking in the light. He says, if we claim to be without sin, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. If we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. This comes from 1 John 1, 8 through 10. So let's begin today by confessing and acknowledge the fact that, yes, we're going to have to deal with temptations in our lives. And sometimes these temptations, they're going to take us down a path that's not doesn't honor Christ nor honor our relationship. So how in the world do we manage this temptation? How do we respond to temptation? How do we model the fortitude of our Lord? You know, how do we do this? Before you can look at the temptation of Christ in Matthew 4, you got to talk about the event that immediately preceded his 40-day temptation in the wilderness. Now, if you have your Bibles, if you would turn with me to Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 through 17. If you have your Bibles, you know, Matthew 3, verses 13 through 17. Amen. This is what it says. This is concerning the baptism of Jesus. And then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you. And do you come to me?" And Jesus replied, "Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this, to fulfill all righteousness." And John consented. And as soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. And at the moment heaven was opened, he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and lighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, "This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased." Now, this baptism of Christ, this is incredibly significant for a lot of reasons. But for us, I want us to focus on verse 17 when God says, this is my son whom I love, with him I am well pleased. Now notice that God the Father didn't say, okay, good, now go and fulfill your destiny on earth. Or, this is my son, watch out Satan and demons and all the other spiritual wickedness, because he's coming for you. He didn't say none of that. He simply said, this is my son. And we know God loves his son and is pleased with him. You see, this is Christ's identity. This is who he is. He's a beloved son of the Most High. That is what the enemy, the first thing he attacked with the Lord, is his identity. He tried to tempt Jesus out of his identity and his position. Look at what he says in chapter Matthew 4, verse 3. He says, the tempter came and said to him, if you are the Son of God. You know, so for Jesus, the tempter said, if you are the Son of God. For Eve in the garden, the tempter said, did God really say that? Now, what does this voice sound like in your life? Perhaps you've heard, if you really were a Christian, you wouldn't. Or if you really love God. Or maybe if you were only more like this person and that person. If you were really saved, you wouldn't be suffering like you are. You know, so the questions may be different for you and me. But for all of us, the motive is always the same. The motive is to get us doubting our identity and position, and to get us doubting who God is and what he said about us. So, when dealing with temptation, always remember who you are and whose you are. You are a beloved child of God, the Most High. So now we've agreed temptation is something everybody deals with. And we also realize our identity is a primary tactic of our enemy. So let's take a look at the three specific areas Jesus was tempted while in the wilderness. Let's look at Matthew 4, verses 3 and 4. Matthew 4, verses 3 and 4. The tempter came and said to him, and said, if you are the Son of God, tell these stones to become bread. Verse 4, Jesus answered, it is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God. Now, have any of you ever really, really been hungry? I mean, just hungry. Well, the other day, we started our Lenten sacrifice, and I mean, I was with the hamburgers, man. I mean, I wanted one bang. We went and got a salad. I still wanted a hamburger. The point I'm trying to tell you, have you ever really been hungry? You know, and I have, and I bet you have too. You know, you just want to eat. You know, but think about this. I can't even imagine how famished our Lord was after 40 days journey in the wilderness. And it's just cruel and mean that Satan would even come to him, question his identity, and then challenge him to turn stone into bread. Now, I got to tell you folks, if I had the power to turn stone into cheeseburgers and Chick-fil-A sandwiches, you know, that 40-day fast would be pretty easy for me. You know. But you know what, folks? Take a look at this real quick. Aside from bread and cheeseburgers, what's really, really going on? What was the underlying reason Satan was trying to do? What need that he knew that Jesus had? All hell. He knew that we all share a provision for food, shelter, for money, for clothes, things like that. He knew we had a need for this. And he knows that you have a need for those things. So he will try to tempt you, to tempt you with these things. But look at this, folks. It says, We have to look to God Most High, our benevolent creator of the universe, and we have to trust him that he will supply all that we need. And here's a couple of more verses I want you to remember and write these down. One comes from Philippians 4:19. It says that my God will supply all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. And the other one is, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not fall. This comes from Psalms 23, verse 1. You see, dear one, a good shepherd will always supply for the needs of his flock. A good father supplies the needs of his children. We have a good shepherd and a good father. We can trust all our needs will be met. You know, so giving up physical desires of the flesh only reminds us that the only that we really need comes from the very hand of God. You see, God can be trusted, and his word will give us life. No food, finances, relationships, or things. See, during this season of blessing, we choose to go without just to remind ourselves that God is all that we need. So remember those things. Now, remember that this is the second temptation. The second temptation of Jesus seems to be focused on inviting Jesus to test God's protection of his beloved son. You see, Jesus, he has confidence in the care and concern for his very well-being, and he saw no need to do foolish thing. Let's take a look at those verses. It says, verses starting at verse 5, he says, then the devil took him to the holy city and had him stand on the highest point of the temple. And he says, if you're the Son of God, throw yourself down, for it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and they will lift you up in their hands, so that you will not strike your foot even against a stone. And Jesus answered him, it is also written, do not put the Lord your God to the test. So he is trying to tempt the Lord by showing him that he can have these things, that he can that the angel will come up, will get him before he hit his foot. He's trying to tempt him with his protection from the Heavenly Father. You know what, folks? If we're really honest, you know, we sometimes feel tempted to do foolish things simply because we know God is a God of grace and that he can pick up the pieces of a bad decision. We do things because, well, you know, hey, I can provide sacrifice. Hey, I know I can come to the altar and ask for forgiveness, so, and the Lord will do that, you know. Yes, we know he will protect us. Yes, we know he can work all things for the good. And yes, he is omnipotent and nothing can derail his will. But sometimes, folks, you just simply need to say no. No to the very voice of temptation, whatever it is that's in your life. And if you're in a particular bad situation, pray. Give some time to prayer. Call some trusted friend and be careful and use wisdom in your decision making. And remember this verse, God is our refuge and our strength. Now the third and final temptation is for Jesus to worship Satan. If we look at 8 through 11, we see again the devil took him to a very high mountain and showed him all the kingdoms of the world and their splendor. And all this I will give you, he said, if you will just bow down and worship me. And Jesus said to him, away from me, Satan, for it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. Then the devil left him, and angels came and attended to him. see, Satan told him that he was going to receive dominion over all the kings of the world. We get so easily tempted sometimes with power and position that we can be over something. We get a lot of power. We can tell all these folks what to do. And sometimes we give a choice that not to worship God, just to get this kind of power, you know, and just to get ahead. And you must know this, that when you do that, that's going to be temporary. That's going to go away. We must choose to worship God. Trust in the very fact that only comes from relationship with Him. So this morning, as a beloved son or daughter of the Most High King, you are going to inherit an eternal kingdom. Cannot be shaken. Oftentimes, you look at, we forget to look at this because we get so distracted by worldly gain. But truth be told, dear ones, the best is yet to come. Amen. The truth. You see, your eternal position is greater than any promotion your boss can give. But when you're feeling tempted in this area, you try to keep thinking. But seek ye first His kingdom and His righteousness. All these things given unto you. As I close this morning, I want you to look at those scriptures we talked about in Matthew 4, 1 through 11. And I want you to notice there are three things that Jesus did. He did. Each time he did those times he was tempted, He did this all these times. Every time, the way He beat that temptation, the way He overcame that temptation, was that He quoted Scripture. He quoted Scripture. Now, what does that tell you and me what we should do? If temptation comes upon you, get in God's Word. Get in His Word and understand. And just like that verse we said, there's no temptation that will overtake you that God won't help you. In other words, He is there for you to help you out of temptation. He used the Scripture every time. Every time. Look at it and you'll see. You know, it's no secret. One thing about learning from Jesus, He makes everything clear and plain. And it's something else. If you studied, if you looked in the Old Testament, you look at all those times He was tempted and all those scriptures that He used. All those scriptures were quoted from the book of Deuteronomy. Yeah. Jesus knew the Word. That means if the Master knows the Word, what about His followers? You need to know the Word too. So I encourage you and challenge you this week to set aside some time to get into God's Word. And then you know. And then you'll be able to grow close to the Lord. And then you will be able to endure temptation and not give in to it. Remember this. Temptation itself is not a sin. But yielding to temptation is a sin. I pray this morning that the Lord will protect you and guide you and help you to read your word so that you may be able to endure that temptation. And remember this, dear one. We all belong to the Master. He's going to take care of us. He's our good shepherd. And He loves us all. Very, very. In the name of the Father and the Son. We give thanks to you, gracious and merciful Heavenly Father. We thank you for your teaching, Jesus. You showed us how we can endure temptation. And I ask, Lord, that you would help us put this word in our hearts and our minds and that we never forget it. And that we leave this place newly armed with those scriptures and that we can learn how we, too, can get away and endure temptation. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Would you please stand this morning?
The invitation is, I am thine, O Lord.
Amen.
I am thine, O Lord.
as in the arms of faith, and be closer drawn to thee. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Consecrate me now to thy service, Lord, by the power of grace divine. Let my soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I stand. When I kneel in prayer and with thee, my God, I commune as friend with friend. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, 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 blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side.
Let's continue to keep all of our homebound members in our thoughts and prayers. And as you can see, we have quite a few. And there's several.
Right there.
Would you please stand, if you can, if you're able to. And if you're able to, hold hands with someone. Heavenly Father, we give thanks to you. Oh, Lord, how gracious and how awesome and merciful you are to us. You gave us one more day. One more day, Lord, to look to you for the right decision. Look to you and to trust you to do the right thing. And Heavenly Father, I pray that as we leave this place today, that, Lord, that your power and your spirit would fill us so that we might be your true disciples. We thank you, Lord. And we lift up those that were prayed over this morning. We lift up Ken Austin and Carolyn Austin as well, Lord. And Lord, we lift up all those who are suffering, those who may not even feel good, even right now. It took all they had, Lord, just to get here. We thank you, Lord, for your mercy and your grace. And we ask, Lord, that you would be with us, stand by us, and help us. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may. All right.
Closing hymn this morning is Sent Forth by God's Blessing.
Sent forth by God's blessing, our true faith confessing, the people of God from this dwelling take thee. The service is ended, oh now be extended, the fruits of our worship in all who believe. The seed of the teaching, receptive souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. God's grace did invite us, and love shall unite us to work for God's kingdom and answer the call. With praise and thanksgiving to God ever living, the task of our everyday life we will face. Our faith ever sharing, in love ever caring, embracing God's children of each tribe and race. The sin of the teaching, receptive souls reaching, shall blossom in action for God and for all. God made all the living with praise and thanksgiving. Give honor to Christ and that name which we bear.
My bad. And go in peace.